USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After claiming victory earlier in the year for resolving the railroad union labor dispute, the fact is he has not. President Biden now called on Congress to pass legislation that would avert a railroad shutdown by imposing a contract that members at four railroad unions had rejected. The move could end a long-running dispute between the country's biggest freight railroads and more than 115,000 workers that threatened to strike as soon as next week. 61-year-old Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday night from complications due to rectal cancer. A former lawyer who represented Richmond in the Virginia State Legislature was elected to Congress in 2016. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Before his death, he stressed the importance of early detection.
I can't stress to you enough the importance of early detection.
Cryptocurrency lender BlockFi Incorporated filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday, following FTX into the abyss and amplifying the effects that the failure of the crypto exchange has unleashed. For the first time in 38 years, volcano Mauna Loa in Hawaii started spewing late Sunday, shooting fountains of magma up to 200 feet in the air. The lava is not posing an imminent threat to downslope communities, but it can affect air travel. The Pentagon needs some money. Tim Berg reports from Phoenix.
The defense secretary is trying to get Congress to pass a spending bill for the Pentagon. Secretary Lloyd Austin said not doing so would result in significant harm to national security. Austin also spoke out against a short-term funding extension. Congress has until December 16th to pass a new bill and curb a partial government shutdown.
We are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The lower Mississippi Valley is preparing for what the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center warns could be a regional tornado outbreak on Tuesday. The extreme weather will be in the regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee, though they also say living in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, or Mississippi, you should remain on high alert. Violence in Mexico has exponentially increased in recent years. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
Mexico's homicide rate has tripled since 2006, when an intensification of the government's war on drug cartels triggered a spiral of violence, from 9.6 murders per 100,000 inhabitants to 28 in 2021. The number of people going missing has also increased sharply, from 265 in 2006 to 10,386 15 years later, and now totals 108,000 since records began in 1964. Now at one morgue in southern Mexico alone, thousands of bones of unidentified people encapsulate the crisis of a forensic system overwhelmed by violent crime. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Monday Night Football last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers went into Indianapolis and beat the Colts 24-17. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.